You've now been in office for a number of years after riding this kind of progressive wave, this idea of change into office in Richmond, which was a big surprise to some. Now you have been a legislator. You've been someone, well, I guess an executive, but you've been influencing policy. You've been down to the brass tacks of work within government. What mistakes have you made?
I overestimated the willingness of the full council to engage productively in a productive and principled debate of divergent ideas. I really didn't expect so much blocking of good ideas, blocking of good policy. So I would say that was the mistake that I made.
What good ideas and good policies were blocked?
You know, there were so many. I mean, I think about the operable windows idea for the Civic Center, which was a big controversial issue. Some of the good commissioner appointments that I was putting forward were blocked at the beginning of my term. So there were issues. I had wanted to create an environmental commission, and I didn't see the interest. I couldn't get the support. I didn't bring it forward to the council, but from my conversation, I didn't feel there was the support among the council members. So I did create a Mayor's Advisory Environmental Health and Justice Task Force, so that I was able to do that on my own. But an official commission of the city, I look forward to creating in the future. You know, the issues of Chevron was a major issue. The council was unwilling to look at all the data, all the scientific data that I felt, you know, was really strong in terms of their proposal for an expansion, when the data was saying it allowed them to refine heavier and more contaminated crude, while the majority of the council were, you know, willing to accept Chevron's word and saying that no, they wouldn't refine heavier crude, and yet Chevron was unwilling to put that in the EIR, was unwilling to say, all right, we promise not to refine heavier, more contaminated crude. So, you know, some of us voted against that in the minority, and sure enough, the proposal, even though it was approved, a judge ruled in favor of what the minority had said, what I had said, and other council members had said, in that the project, the EIR, was incomplete with emissions, and the issue of the what type of crude would be refined was unclear in the EIR. So, you know, I was, you know, those kind of issues showed that there was a big resistance and blocking of what I think we could have had created a project. And had Chevron agree to a project, if the council as a whole had come together and agreed that really strict and verifiable regulations were in that EIR, and then we could have brought forward a project that truly had state-of-the-art pollution controls and moved forward.